Peace, y'all. It's your girl, Ash, your favorite stylist, educator, and motivator. Yes, yes, yes. Today is Tuesday, 2-2-2-Tuesday. And as you all know, Tuesdays are for what? Talking. So, y'all, we just gonna go ahead and dive right in. I hope that you guys are having an amazing, amazing day. We're gonna dive right in. Like, I'm ready. I hope that you guys are ready to chat and talk. I want to tell you guys to not accept what the world has given you. Don't accept that, right? We are all dealt a set of cards. We are all dealt that. And your hand may be different than mine. But as we know, if any of you guys play cards, whether it's Uno, whether it's Tongue, whether it's spades, whatever the cards games are, everybody get dealt a hand, right? But everybody don't win necessarily. But one thing that I like to talk about with cards is that you get to switch those hands out, right? As you're pulling and dropping cards and pulling more cards and dropping cards and pulling more cards and dropping cards, yes, there's going to be an ultimate winner of the game, especially if you're playing one-on-one, right? But the fact that you get to change your hand is where I'm going with this conversation. Don't accept the hand that's given to you. It's given to you, but you get to change it, right? Think about that deck of cards that you pull from. Think about that deck of cards as the internet. Think about that deck of cards as information. Think about that deck of cards as the library. Think about that deck of cards as going to sit up under some elders and getting some more information. Think about that deck of cards as I'm about to switch my job. Think about that deck of cards as I'm about to get a new car, right? Because you can pull one card and it changes the trajectory of your whole entire life. So why do we take the hands that we are dealt and just be like, well, I guess this is what God wanted for me? No. I am here to encourage you. I am here to motivate you to get up off of your behind, pull a card from that deck, and swap out what needs to be swapped out. Your finances ain't together. Guess what you can do? Sign up for a financial class. There's plenty of free ones. I would say go on some of these college websites and go to the free classes and see what they have. And then, you know, there's a whole bunch of different people on the internet. I mean, be careful with that. Do your research. But there are people that are holding classes, that are doing things. And you could just go on a New York State website or wherever you live in. Go on your website and see what's going on. See where they have classes. If you have a business, you can go to SCORE up here in Rochester. There's so many different things. Urban League. You can reach out to somebody. I don't care if you got a tax friend, reach out to them and ask them some questions. But at bare minimum, if you want to change your status, like I said last week, or hey, maybe you need to start saving, or maybe your first step is just to stop spending. Let's start there. And then, okay, I pay my bills, but now let's pay your bills on time. And then let's move that to I'm going to pay my bills a little bit early. And then let's move that to I'm going to pay my bills a little further down the road, okay? I'm going to pay them way out so I don't have to deal with it. So I know that that's taken care of and it's covered. Those major things, those insurances, those, you know, I don't know about rent sometimes. I guess it depends. Well, mortgage, I guess you can do. But sometimes with rent, you know, something may happen to the apartment, blah, 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 you know. But you get to decide. You get to choose. But I feel like for me, housing is important. My car is important. So I'm going to pay as much as I can on these things. I get it. Everybody doesn't have the same income. I get that. So guess what you're going to have to do? Possibly take something away. And I know that inflation is here. But guess what? You might can't have Apple Music for like 6 months because you're going to need that $9.99 for those 6 months, which is about what, $60 or something. You're going to need that $60 to put on another bill or to pay a credit card down. You might can't watch Power this week. You know what I'm saying? You just have to decide. All right, enough with finances. Your weight. Your body, your mind, right? What are you going to do physically? Maybe you could just start walking. In the gym right now, it's just not necessarily for everybody because everybody doesn't feel comfortable being in the gym. But guess where you are comfortable? In your home. And if you got a nice 72-inch on your screen and it's a smart TV, guess what you can do? Pull up YouTube and do a workout. When I used to teach fitness and stuff, when I was a health coach with Herbalife, some of you may know that, I used to just find the line dances that everybody liked, right? And so, you know, they'd be like, now kick, now kick, now walk it by yourself. So when we would do kick, it would do a real kick, okay? Kick them legs up. Something as simple as that is doing something that you are not normally doing, right? If you have stairs in your house, go up and down them. You may not be going to the gym to do the Stairmaster, but if you go up and down your stairs enough, I promise you, how about walking just around your apartment? It doesn't have to be a big apartment, but you can get your miles in walking down one hallway, down the other hallway, through the living room, through the kitchen, back down one hallway to the other hallway. It can be done. It can be done. I'm just here to motivate you and encourage you. Yo, it can be done. Pull from that deck of cards. Know that there's a deck out there for you. You were given 5 cards in your hands to play tunk with, but you're going to pull from that deck and you're going to swap it out because you're trying to win the game. You're trying to win the game. So don't accept. Do not accept what the world is giving you. The world would have you thinking that, hey, this is just what I'm supposed to do. I'm just supposed to be grateful. And we are grateful for the things God has given us. But God has also given us the ability to create wealth. He has also given us the mandate to take care of our bodies. He said, that is your temple. You know what I mean? Take care of it. It's your temple. I gave it to you. You can control what you put in your mouth. And I get it. There are poverty things. So there's sometimes you can't, you know, spend money and maybe get a salad. And sometimes you may have to do noodles or whatever the case may be. I get that. But at the same time, maybe temporarily we can swap out and do no waste and maybe do a salad and maybe do, you know, okay, you got chicken at the house. Cool. No problem. Let's bake it instead of fry it. Simple little moves until you could pull that deck of card and be like, okay, I'm just gonna eat seafood. Or until you could pull that deck of card and say, okay, I'm gonna fast and I'm gonna do salads and I'm gonna do smoothies. Till you could pull that deck of card and say, I'm gonna eat fresh fruits and veggies. I'm gonna make it to the public market, because those of you that got food stamps, you can go to the public market with your food stamps and they double it. So if you got $60, they're gonna give you $120 because you came to the public market, because they want people to eat healthy. They want that from us. So you get what I'm saying? Like, y'all, it's so much that can happen. It's so much that can happen if you just understand that there is a deck. There is a deck of cards out there for you to pull from. You got to open your eyes and see it. Because sometimes it's right in front of you. Sometimes it's deep inside of you. So sometimes you just got to sit there for a moment and be like, dang, what could I do? I could write a book. What could I do? I could make a logo and make some t-shirts. What could I do? I could draw. Let me draw a picture. What could I do? I can cook. Let me start seeing what it is that I have to do to get the feel safe. Food serve. I forgot what it's called. But what do I got to do to do that safety thing so I can cook out of my house and I can make meals? What do I got to do to get the licenses in order to sell the t-shirts? What is it that I got to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, you can make something happen out of nothing. I remember years ago in my 20s, like, me and my boyfriend was going around with shovels and shoveling, making money. We were young, but we was making that money because we were shoveling. So the same way you can shovel is the same way that you can mow the lawn. The same way you can just say, hey, I clean up kitchens. I only clean kitchens. I do the stove. I do the dishes. I do the blah, blah, blah. I mop. I clean out your refrigerator. I organize your cabinets. Call me the kitchen girl. I only do kitchens. You know what I'm saying? Like, find your niche and then make it happen. If you're very good at organizing, hey, I only organize clothes. I only do closets. I only do closet makeovers. I take what you got. We go through everything. You sit with me. We go, what do you want? What can you fit? What do you like? We get rid of that and boom, we buy some hangers, make them all the same color, all the same size, maybe put a couple lights in there and boom, we organize that up. Y'all, it's simple. It's simple. Do not accept what the world has given you. You don't have to accept that. Let's talk about family. If you want a better relationship in family, then you may have to start with, hey, we're just going to have dinner at my house on Sunday. We're going to have dinner at my house on Sunday. Okay? And that may start with just inviting one person in the family over, or one family in the family over, or saying, hey, my two favorite cousins, let's get together and let's go out and let's eat. Hey, let's start a group chat. Let's start doing stuff together. Hey, family, let's learn how to, flip houses or something together. Hey, family, let's learn how to, whatever it is that you want to learn. We can learn a new language. We can learn something about business. We can learn whatever it is that you want to learn. Like, it can be done. And that's all that I'm saying, y'all. Like, it can be done. Just understand. If you don't take away anything else from this, we are all dealt a hand. We all have a set of cards that we are given. Some seems better to others than others. Some seems worse to others than others. But just know that you are always somewhere in the middle, because there is somebody that is worse than you, and there's somebody that is in better shape than you. And life-wise, right? However, you can become that, because now we know that there is a deck of cards out there called life that we can pull from, and that we can swap our hands out and make the life that we want. And that's all that I want to encourage you to really understand, to really know, to really get it in your mind. You don't have to accept this stuff. I feel like that's a part of the devil working with your mind, like, you know what I'm saying? That low vibrational thought that, oh, I just can't, I don't know, my family didn't have money, we didn't know. There are people that started at zero that have a lot. And there are people that started with a whole lot that lost it all because they had so much. You know what I'm saying? There are people that kill themselves, unfortunately, because they've lost so much or whatnot. And they had a lot of money. Look at Robin Williams. You know what I'm saying? He committed suicide. We don't know. You just never know what somebody else is going through. And it may have looked to the outside world like he had it all, like he had all the money and all of the things. But just understand that after this conversation, I hope that you go and search and find and just pull one card. Just pull one card and swap it out with something else. You know, if you drinking a lot and smoking a lot, y'all, we getting older, wiser, okay? Not old, but it's time for us to get better with time. The only way you're going to age like fine wine is to kind of put the stuff down. You got to put the other stuff down that takes you down, that low vibrational stuff. You got to, you know, some of those plates that you're eating heavy food, greasy food and this and that. It's time for us to be light. It's time for us to be walking around. It's time for, because you just don't know when it's going to end. You just don't know. You just don't know. Y'all, life is here, but life is going to end one day. And, you know, you're going to have a funeral, and you don't want to be at your funeral feeling like, dang, I never got what I wanted. I never got what I wanted. You don't want that, right? So I want you to hone in, get focused, write down one goal, pick a card from the deck, swap it out, and really start taking that journey into better. I hope that you've learned something from this quick message that I have for you today. As with anything, you can ask me anything. Hit me up on Instagram, Ashley_Speaks, A-S-H-A-L-I _Speaks. Ashley Speaks on Facebook. Some of you have my personal Facebook. Hit me up there. Some of you have my personal phone number. Hit me up there. Or you can email me, AshleySpeaks@gmail.com. And let's take it from there. Ask me whatever you want. And if I don't know the answer, I'm going to say I don't know the answer. And if it's something that I feel like I can answer and give you a different perspective on, I'm going to do so. All right. So you guys have an amazing day. Peace.